in Mariupol to allow a civilian evacuation from the industrial area that has been sheltering the remaining Ukrainian resistance in the port city. VOA's Anna Chernikova is in Kyiv and has more on where things stand Monday.
What we know for now is that Russian side do not particularly want to discuss the corridor. They do not confirm any corridors to be open to evacuate people to Ukrainian controlled territories. Ukrainian officials suggest to open the corridors for civilians in particular, and also to negotiate the exchange of the soldiers, as there are a lot of injured soldiers inside in there. So Ukrainian government is ready to negotiate the exchange with Russian side, but for the moment there is no confirmation.
Prosecutors from the International Criminal Court is to join a multinational investigation team that will look into atrocities committed during the Ukraine war. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The ICC's prosecutor, Karim Khan, signed an agreement to participate in the effort organized by Ukraine, Lithuania and Poland. The European Union's judicial agency, Eurojust, says involving ICC prosecutors in the investigation will enable rapid and real-time coordination and cooperation with the investigation team countries. Khan said last month he was opening an investigation in Ukraine and has sent investigators there and visited crime scenes himself. I'm Karen Chamas.
Greenpeace activists in Norway blocked a Russian oil tanker from uploading its cargo near Oslo for several hours Monday, saying the shipment was helping to finance Russian President Vladimir Putin's warfare. This is VOA News. China's capital, Beijing, has begun mass testing and shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID-19.